Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Malcolm Pennington. MALCOLM PENNINGTON. Date of service is 6/13/2022. Date of birth is 5/15/1957. Date of accident is 12/19/2019. Mr. Malcolm Pennington is presenting here for a follow-up evaluation. He has an ongoing pain in the right shoulder. Lower back pain is improved 50% and it is around 5 to 6, sometimes 7, on a scale of 1 to 10 without any radiation to the legs or buttocks. And pain in the right knee is reported ongoing to the level of 6 to 7 and hard time going upstairs. And he is doing physical therapy with the shoulder, knee and the back. And he reports 30% improvement. ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain level is from 4 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the ADLs, patient reports that walking ability is affected 8. General activity, work, relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Mood is affected 6. Regarding system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, ongoing difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, anxiety, depression. However, he denies any headaches. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, balance problem, memory problem, or any vision problems. And in the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right knee, right shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, and limited range of motion, slight difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports incontinence of the bowel and diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are not present, or nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, but there is a shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has improved, and he reports that in last 30 days, there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxene and Ultran. Substance abuse patient reports alcohol and marijuana use for pain relief. Compliance, history patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The blood pressure is 153 over 102, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 98%. Rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit, 5/10/2022, dictation number 0511-064. With the only changes in the area of sacroiliac examination, where the Faber test, Gosselin test are negative. No tenderness is located in the left or the right sacroiliac joint, and it appears completely healed up. Compression test and distraction test are negative. Please mention that. Other than that, the findings of the lumbar spine are same, and MRI, so diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The MRIs were reviewed again, and patient has earlier reported pain in the middle of the back, and we found on examination slight spasm in the muscles, but they were not present before during the earlier examinations. So the patient has been advised to continue his massage at home or even with the therapist. If the blood pressure is high, he needs to see a primary care physician of his own. In the cervical spine, bulging disc is seen at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and patient is advised that if the pain returns in the neck, especially with the radiation to the arms, a series of 3 to 4 injections will help. In the lumbar spine, patient has a mixture of bulging disc from L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, L5, along with the ligamentum flavum hypertrophy and facet hypertrophies. And at L5-S1, there is a bulging disc with a trace central protrusion as well as facet hypertrophy. Earlier, the patient was complaining of having a difficulty in keeping the erection, and he has been advised that possibly S1 nerve is damaged. Since his sacroiliac joint examination is completely negative, will not need to worry about that anymore. He has been advised that if he chooses to have one or two more injections with steroid and Narcan to the lumbar region or even cervical region, more than happy to do that. Even knee and shoulder has been advised. Patient chooses to go for a surgeon, and he has been referred to a Dr. Zoma for the right shoulder and right knee surgical consultation. MRIs have been sent. Patient is quite satisfied. Thank you. He'll be seen in a month's time. His medications have been refilled as before, and they are Celebrex 200 daily for anti-inflammatory with Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, Tizanidine 4 milligram for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for 30 tablets. Along with this, patient is provided SSX tablet 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. For topical pain relief, Votrin gel and Lidocol patch has been provided. Patient is otherwise stable. If he chooses to come for the injections, he has a free will to come and make an appointment so it can be done. Thank you.